Washington voters will decide in November whether to require labels on food products that have been genetically modified or that contain genetically modified ingredients. But the Seattle City Council has gotten out ahead of the general election. They voted 8-1 to give the measure a stamp of approval. Councilmember Richard Conlon introduced the resolution, saying the proposed labeling would be similar to what's already in effect in the European Union and many other countries.
It's important to note that the council is not taking a position for or against genetic engineering, but simply stating that consumers have the right to know what is in their food, just as they have the right to know ingredients and nutritional information.
Conlon went on to reiterate many of the arguments put forward by supporters of Initiative 522, such as concerns about lack of independent testing on the risks of genetically engineered foods. He says Washington farmers are increasingly dependent on exports, and with 64 countries now requiring labeling, those markets could be lost. Also, he says organic farmers who grow crops near genetically engineered fields could be put at risk from crop contamination and may not even know when modified seeds are in use. Councilmember Jean Godden provided the sole vote against the resolution. She noted the beneficial use of genetically modified crops such as corn and rice in developing nations, and she mentioned that institutions as admired as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation support their use in Africa.
This issue is coming before the voters in November. It is not a matter that will be decided by the City Council. And for this reason, I will vote no today because I believe that this should see a full economically based discussion.
Just as the Seattle Council was considering the resolution, the Washington Wheat Growers Association issued a statement strongly opposing the initiative. It says the measure would force farmers and food companies to implement costly new labeling and record-keeping requirements that do not exist in any other U.S. state. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.